New Zealand, remember, won the toss and elected to bat first. And it was kind of an innings in two parts. But the man that dominated was Kane Williamson. We'll just put his basic numbers up before Stephen actually elaborates on this. He didn't play a shot in anger, yet that strike rate was over 100. Cleared the boundary when he wanted to, got it when he wanted to, ran hard. This is a complete player whose eminence keeps rising. And when he performs on the world stage in this way, you know why you're dealing with a world-class, top-notch player.
Well, the partnerships that he had were important. Luke Ronchi at the start was aggressive and it allowed Kane to ease into his innings. He got a little bit behind, probably, with when Taylor came in. They didn't stagnate, but it got slower. But then he has the ability to increase. And we saw that the ability to play the pull shot, the swivel pull that he plays well. And they had partnership throughout. And that's when Williamson's at his best. He's able to control the innings, boss the innings. And it was a shame he got out at that point. That really cost New Zealand those 20 runs. Yeah. And if you want to be critical at all, it was probably that run was a little bit lazy. And moving forward, get in that position again, he has to keep going. There's no easy time or no time when you've done enough, Kane Williamson. You've got to get to maybe 44 overs and just provide that platform to guarantee New Zealand get enough runs to win games.
Yes.
But the unbelievable performance from who was going to be our best player ever. And he's well on the way to that.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, such a special ability to hit a boundary when he needs it. It doesn't look like he wants to play himself in. Clearly picks the gaps, but even has the ability to hit the big shot of good balls, which is, which for a classical batsman like him, is great to watch.
Yes, Ajit makes a point about the classical nature of his batting. But if you see him test match cricket, we saw glimpses of him for Hyderabad every time he got into the game. And again, now in 50 over cricket, there isn't a marked difference in his approach. There's nothing frenetic. He just seems to have a calmness and ease about his job.
Well, that's the thing. You're surprised. You don't actually realise we can play cricket right down in the Southern Hemisphere. It sort of stops at Australia and you don't know about these great players until they do things
until
like
that.
It's been like that for
years.
He is, and we're very proud of him already. It's not often, or we haven't in our career as a cricket nation, had great players. We've had a lot of good players who do great things. So Richard Hadlee is probably the only other one that stands out. Daniel Vittori's statistics suggest that he's very close, but Kane Williamson will be. And it's performances like this that just cement him on the world stage. You mentioned that, but in a global sense, that's where the big players stand up, and for us, there's no one bigger.